Before sunrise is when most migrants cross from Mexico to the United States, here in the Rio Grande Valley of Texas. They hope the darkness gives cover as they move north. But these children from Central America are cold and alone. They've turned themselves in to a U.S. Border Patrol agent. His truck is full of others, so he uses the heat from his engine to warm them.
Right now is like the perfect time for them to be crossing people. Because all of this, it's nothing but wooded area.
Sergeant Joel Villarreal with the La Jolla Police Department takes us on his morning patrol. He says fewer people cross the Rio Grande River now because it's winter. But over the last year, Border Patrol agents reported encountering migrants 1.6 million times along the southern border, shattering previous records.
We had never seen numbers like that ever before in the past. Officers and agents were encountering hundreds and hundreds of people in every hour.
People hoping to escape poverty and gang violence in their home countries. Many came thinking America's new president would help them.
When Joe Biden took office, he promised to reverse the harsh border policies of his predecessor, Donald Trump. Biden did halt construction of the border wall, but beyond that, little has changed. Migrants are still being expelled from the country using the pandemic as a reason, and most still have to remain in Mexico while they wait for a chance to apply for U.S. asylum.
They're exploited by the criminal justice system in the United States. They're exploited by the criminal entities in the side of Mexico. They're exploited by everybody.
Startling images from September showed U.S. Border Patrol agents on horseback aggressively rounding up Haitian migrants.
This is why your country...
Biden denounced the incident and vowed a thorough investigation. But 5 months later, and still no public results. Then there's this.
For right now, this is where we have them.
The still unidentified bodies of migrants who died while trying to evade capture further north of the border. Brooks County, Texas, is where 119 bodies were found last year. The sheriff's office has recovered another 15 this year.
Too many dead bodies. You're looking at any given time, maybe between 70 to 100 people walking through the brush. You know, that's unacceptable.
Migrants appear to be taking greater risks, walking further through dangerous terrain to avoid being caught and sent back to Mexico.
They're moving that way.
It's feared many more will die as the weather warms and as more take on the desperate journey.